Welcome to 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. We're going to be talking about corona disease. That's the subject of the day. Every time there's a major shift coming, a major transformation is happening, which we're in the midst of it, of we're expanding, and a part of the humanity consciousness is rising its vibrations, and you're doing the work on yourself. And we're, as the more you do the work, the more you're not paying attention to the noise. And again, we've talked about this so many times, but whether it's inner noise or outer noise, the other noise is the media, what is going on there, and the fears of other people. Whatever is their fear, that they want to project it on you. They want to transfer it on you. But you come to the world of meditation. You have come to, you somehow you have brought into this path. You've become a sadhu. You're a sannyasin. You're a Sufi. You're a shaman. And in your destiny, in your life, you have chosen the path of liberation. Liberation is your goal. You want to awaken. You want to reach the ultimate understanding. You want to become one with God. You want to live in light. You want to reach ultimate inner peace and happiness. That's what we want. And that means to go through different layers of fear and worry and anxiety. And some of these things, they're right in your face. They're real. Maybe you meet people who are dying from a disease and it's happening around you. But how are you going to elevate and reach a higher level of consciousness if you're not challenged? How are you going to graduate from this third dimensional world and reach your consciousness to the 5D, enter into the unified field of oneness, if you're going to stay involved in the world of fear and worry and anxiety? Fear means that there is separation. So at one point on this path we have of what we're doing is we have to go through this thing. You have to walk through this fog, this stuff that starts to appear in front of you, and it's really scary and it's really weird. Whatever that is, you're going through a divorce, you're going through a financial crisis, you are going through, you're living in a country that there's a revolution is happening, there's a war going on, you know, really stuff that they really shake you or shakes your foundation, and it's right in your face. And that's, those are, these are the moments that it prove to you that if you can transcend and go beyond this through tapping into what you've learned from your teachers, what you've learned from your guides, but tapping into the center of yourself and really staying still in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the fear, in the midst of the fires and earthquakes and hurricanes. You are sannyasin. You are tapping into the wisdom, your ancient wisdom, and all your training of meditation and all the workshops you've taken, all the work that you've done, all these years of doing inner work, it's here to be applied practically in the moments of chaos, and time to show what you got and walk into the fear and anxieties of yourself to see that there is nothing there. It's illusion. It can't touch who you are. Maybe it's going to touch the physical body, but it can't touch who you are. It will aggravate the mind. There is a lot of noise out there. You got to go back inside to this place and be center and quiet and disregard the noise. There's always going to be noise, always. Fears, worries. You think you're going to have a world which is harmonious and everything is going to be fine and going according to the way you like it, you're wrong, because it's never going to be that. It's never been that, and it would never be that. That which we're looking for is inside ourselves. We have to find it within ourselves. And then the other world will adjust itself to the state of your being. You find harmony inside yourself first. That's where it is. And a part of the test and the challenge is that you have to practically demonstrate to existence that you're already and you graduate and you can be in this place. So then your vibration starts to rise. You're vibrating to a higher frequency to enter fifth dimension, to enter, to have access to the fifth dimensional part of yourself by raising your vibrations. But as you're raising your vibrations, you have to go through the cloud in order, let's say you have a big cloudy, foggy field, and you rise, you know, you have an airplane or a helicopter is rising above it, you have to rise above the cloud. So in order to come to clarity, and the same thing, you got to demonstrate that you're worthy by practically going through your fears and anxieties and concerns, by staying completely connected at all times to the center of yourself. And that's why we do this work. That's why we come together. That's what satsang is about. It's the association of the monks on the path, association of coming, the lovers of the truth, coming together in satsang to sit together, and by using the power of collective to come back into the center, to remember who we are, and to have this affirmation of who we are. And that's why we have spiritual centers, spiritual groups. Otherwise, the other world, the media, is not going to give this to you. They're going to stir up the pot all the time with something else. Today is corona disease. Tomorrow, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they came with AIDS, and they stirred up the pot with AIDS. And then now they're coming up with this. And then they're going to come up with 5G technology. There's always going to be something. It's never going to end. So you can't look for peace in the other world, because you're not going to get it. You have to find it inside yourself. And to find it inside yourself, you have to do the work. You have to be attentive. You can't just be in the illusion and asleep. You have to just wake up to the truth of who you are. And then as you do this, your vibration starts to rise. You elevate above the fog, about the bullshit, about the stuff. You can see it from where you're at. You can see, like, this is blah, blah, blah. This is the world. This is the world of fear and anxiety and jealousy and competition, of anger and separation. You can see it. You come up here, you see the shit. But you have elevated above it, and it's not touching you anymore. There's no other way. There's no other way. Hi, Lynn.
Hello, Saroistra.
Yeah, hello. Hi, nice to talk to you.
It's not so easy to see me because I am laying on my sofa.
That's fine. It's okay. I see your take. So that's good. Yeah. So,
yes, nice to see you, and then very nice to join your webinar.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad you're able to do it. And
you know we have vacation here in Norway now. It's winter vacation.
Okay, right now it's winter vacation. Okay,
so I have, yes, I'm free from work, so
okay,
only it. Relaxing.
that sounds good. I like that. you need it.
I relax. I think that's good for me. And listen to videos and webinars, and very good.
Yeah, I'm happy you're here. I'm happy that you're sharing. And we all need to be reminded to come back to our center. Mm. And I believe you were with us when we were doing our meditation, right?
Yes, I was.
Did you go to a deep state of silence and quiet place?
Yes, right. I try to do it every morning.
Right. So when you like, come to this, go ahead.
Yeah, but usually I use it during the day, but I take 10 or 20 minutes every morning before right. I dress, and because I think it's very good for me to start the day very calm and quiet.
Yes, inside. Exactly. Especially when you start your day by getting centered. It's like rechecking back, and then you operate from this place throughout the day. Mm. And if something happens, disturbs you or whatever, which there's always something that's going to happen, you check back and you come back to the center by bringing your attention to the center. And as you bring your attention back to your center, you see how quiet it is. It just, you come back to this place and everything calms down. Everything gets quiet. Sky, hi, Sky. I'm going to mute you and we can have a chat. Hi, Sky.
Hi, everyone. Sky.
Yeah, hi. Hello. Nice to see you. Thanks. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, I missed the meditation, but I got the tail end of it. I went for a run. But
okay.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about fear and worry. And so I've been able to feel the stillness and to feel that, you know, that I'm, you know, part of all that is, and the awareness, you know, the observer consciousness. But in the moment, I still am working through a bunch of irrational fears that come up, and they catch me a bit off guard. If I'm doing a little project, like the other day I was doing a project and I felt, well, I ordered the wrong rock for a project I was doing. Anyway, it goes into like a lot of self-incrimination and feeling like I've done something wrong and there's going to be a terrible, right. you know, punishment. So a lot of inner, and I've been working for years on this, and a lot of inner attacks happen kind of spontaneously. And I did have some things in my childhood that could contribute to that. And so I do active therapy on it, but I'm open to any suggestions you have on working through, you know, the irrational fears that come up.
Right. Yeah. So when the fear rises for you, right? So there's a part of you that is aware of it, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So even though that you fall into it and you get entangled in this internal battle, this talk, this thing that is happening, whatever we want to name it, but there is still an awareness of its happening, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and consequently, right now you're bringing it up because the awareness is not touched. So when this is happening, this internal battle is happening, which one are you? Are you the internal noises, or you're the awareness of the internal noises?
It feels like a lot of times I identify with the victim. I identify partially with the one that's attacking, and then partially with the one that's feeling like it's getting attacked. And then between the two, it's a mess. And then step back into the awareness, it just depends on how stirred up I get. Sometimes it can take the rest of the day to get back into it.
Right. So sometimes it takes a whole day of mind-boggling before you come back to your center. So, and then when you come back to the center, then is the center disturbed?
No.
The center remains the center, right?
Right.
So what can it do to you? Okay, hold on. You're in a very good place. I'm really happy we're talking about this. I really appreciate it. There is an awareness. There is a seer. There is a witness. Something greater inside is present. It's like this. Check this out. When these things are happening in front of it, and there's something is right here, this part is not having any judgments. It doesn't care. It's simply aware of an internal battle. It's simply aware of a mind that is going crazy and is chattering like, you idiot, you ordered the wrong thing. How many times you can do this? You're stupid. You never get it. You always do this. And you, because you have these problems and blah, 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 blah. You're hearing the chatter. So the chatter is appearing to a greater intelligence that doesn't have a judgment. It's simply aware of noises happening. So what you want to do is simply bringing your attention to this other part of yourself effortlessly by bringing your attention to the part which is aware of the chatter, but not the content of the chatter.
Right.
So every time you bring your attention to this part, then you recognize the truth of who you are. It's similar to the blue sky. Where do you live? Where? What part of the world do you live?
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Okay, so you have a lot of nice sunny days, and unless there's the rainy season, correct?
Yeah.
So the blue sky, you have this beautiful blue sky, and then there's clouds come and the rainy season starts, or really a nasty dark cloud comes and it dumps and it's really raining like crazy. And then what happens? It does its thing for half an hour or two. And then what happens after? The storm goes away, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. It doesn't stay there all the time. So it rises, it happens, and then it goes away. And then when it goes away, what do you see when you're looking up in the assuming it's daytime and you're looking up in the sky after the storm goes away, what do you see?
Blue sky.
So how many of these storms throughout the time you lived in Hawaii have you seen?
Hundreds.
Has ever any of them been able to affect the color of sky? Does the sky ever say, oh, my feelings are hurt, I'm not going to be blue anymore, I'll be pink? Or you, because all these storms come and I have childhood traumas, now there is some kind of scratches on the sky. Does it? So the storm comes, it does its thing, and then it goes away, and the blue sky remains the blue sky. Exactly the same thing is what's going on here. You're, by bringing your attention on this other part of yourself, the real part of yourself, who is the witness, the one that is aware of this storm. The storm starts to happen and your mind is going crazy.
Ask who is aware. And I've practiced that before when things come up. Shift into this awareness, like what is aware of all of this right now. And it feels like sometimes I get uncentered and focused a lot on what other people think and feel and how they're going to react and how they're going to see me or see the situation, instead of like honoring how I feel. And like that I actually deserve to feel good, and that I deserve to even, you know, shift into the awareness instead of being beat up
right
on the inside.
Well, it's, first of all, what you're sharing with us is you're not the only one. A lot of people go through this. And so this is very courageous of you. I admire you to openly share your concerns and your struggle. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This is very normal. It happens to a lot of people. And so this is how you deal with it. Most of us are going to go take different workshops and different practices, various practices of finding a way to overcome these emotions. And then we start working on our childhood issues and trying to fix different things. The problem is that it doesn't get fixed. We're resisting what appears, what shows up, like resisting a storm is I have no power in manipulating a storm. I can't just snap my finger and do something that the storm disappears. And the more I resist the storm doesn't give a shit. The storm is going to do its thing. I will suffer because I'm resisting what is happening right now. So instead of, if I shift myself and come back into this place of simply acknowledging that a storm is happening, there's a nasty storm and it's really dark and it's raining or hail or snow is coming, and I'm simply in this place of acknowledging it. That's all I'm doing. I'm acknowledging its presence. It's here. And this is my suggestion to you, my brother, is next time when this is happening, this is not positive visualization. This is not some system of thinking positive, anything like that. This is simply an acknowledgement of an internal turmoil is happening, and you simply acknowledging that it's here, of I'm blaming myself, or I'm struggling with myself, or my mind is here and it's mind-boggling is happening. You simply acknowledge its presence, that it's here, whatever the story is. I'm feeling bad, I'm feeling dumb, I feel stupid, I feel da-da-da-da-da-da. This thing is happening, and you just acknowledge it with all the feelings that what do people think about me, whatever, all of it is welcome to be here. You welcome it because it's here. You simply acknowledge its presence. It's here, this drama, this internal mind-boggling is here. It's visiting me. That's it. It's a visiting. Nothing else. You just stay at this place. You don't try to detach yourself from it. You don't try anything, because the moment you try to do something, it creates an identification that you are a part of this. By simply acknowledging its presence, the storm has come. It's really big. It's overwhelming. It's overpowering you. There's nothing you can do when this thing comes. The only thing you do is you acknowledge its presence and you allow it to do whatever it does. And it will may take over your mind, and you may just go to this thing, it's driving you crazy. But the moment you acknowledge its presence, that it's here, a very tiny crack has happened. There's a separation takes place between you and this thing. And the separation is this, that you're the witness here, witnessing of the storm, but you're not the storm. Yet you're affected by the storm, of course, but you're not the storm. And the same thing here, this mind-boggling thing, whatever internal process is happening, when you simply acknowledging it here, that means you're not it. You're the awareness of it. And what happens is, as you do this practice, and you want to do this practice with times that things are happy, like let's say something happened to you and you feel really, really happy, and you say, happiness is here, happiness is visiting me. Then maybe you have a, you know, your girlfriend does something or your friend does something, and you, there's a moment that you get jealous or contraction happens. You do the same thing. You say, jealousy is here, jealousy is visiting me. And you start doing this with throughout the day or throughout the week, every time you remember. You can do it with good stuff, you can do it with bad stuff. And what happens is slowly, 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 you get separated from it. And the more you do it, the more you remember that you're the awareness of this event. You're not the event, and it has no power over the awareness, because the awareness remains the awareness. It's the same awareness when you were 5 years old.
Yeah.
It was aware. When you went through your puberty, you're 12, 13 years old, and your body is changing, there's something, there's a sense of I am, there's an observer, something is aware of this change. And then you're getting, you know, for me is now I'm 17, 18 years old, my agenda changed. Now I'm drinking and chasing girls and going to the parties, and there's an awareness of what I'm doing. Then I'm getting a little bit older. I want to go to college and go to another country, and I want to become an athlete, all these things. There's an awareness, is aware of it. Then I'm just in my 30s. I'm reading like books from Osho. I'm doing meditation. There's something here in common that never changed. The sense of I am, the awareness, something is aware. And here the same thing, in the midst of this chaos of craziness, of internal battle that you have with yourself, there is something is aware of it. And that quality of awareness does not change. Something doesn't change throughout these ups and downs. It's the same thing that right now is aware that everything is calm. And it's the same thing is aware that everything is chaotic. You understand?
Yeah, I read a book called When Awareness Becomes Natural by Tejaniya. And he basically prescribes that same principle that everything is an object appearing to awareness. Even people, events, and anything that you can possibly be aware of is just another object appearing to awareness, and nothing ever stays. It just arises and then disappears, and then something else appears. And when I read that, I had like a belief system come in that was too cold, or that's like not like loving, and because he basically, you know, said that. And I know that it's true. It's just I have some resistance to like really adopting that everything is neutral. You know, that it, like you said, the storm, it doesn't care. It doesn't care what anyone thinks. There's reality, and there's everything that's happening is neutral. And then we put meaning on it. And so mostly what I'm saying is I've heard two different teachings, one where and I can experience the neutrality of things in the awareness, that when you're in that still space, then it's just, you know, there's always going to be something, there's always going to be positive and there's always going to be negative, and you can focus on whatever and it doesn't really matter, and except for to you. And then so okay, I'll just apply it more. I know I just need to apply it and practice and develop the mental or the emotional or the awareness discipline. I don't know if you call it a discipline. It's just develop the habit of shifting into an awareness perspective instead of identifying with everything that's happening, identifying with the objects.
Yeah, all you do between this week and next week, let's meet next week, and between now and then, make a habit of whenever you remember. And if you don't remember, you don't need to beat yourself up. But normally so something rises, frustration, let's say you get frustrated with your son or with your partner, whatever, frustration rises, you make this habit, you say frustration is here, frustration is visiting me. Rather than using the words, I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
When you say I'm frustrated, then you are that thing. And when you say frustration is here, you're already announcing it to yourself that you know who you are, that you're the awareness of the frustration. Frustration is here. Is this noise coming from background from your house? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. I just wasn't sure if we have someone else unmuted, and that's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
So the moment that you are saying that something is visiting you, you're making an announcement that you are awareness. You're the witness of something here. So you're not that thing. You cannot be that thing if you're acknowledging its presence, and you become that thing when consciousness awareness is not there. So if I don't acknowledge it and I say, I'm really frustrated, I'm very angry, I'm really sad, I'm really da 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 da, so I am that thing. But if I say it's here visiting me, a separation has happened. Means I'm acknowledging my original state, which I'm simply aware of it, but I'm not it. And then it loses its power. It has no power. It's gone. So
they reported their first cases of the virus. The president is planning his information about the virus at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Sorry. Try that for 1 week, and let's talk next week and see. It takes sometimes. It's very subtle, but the shift will happen. I've never shared this with anyone who's tried it, and they have not liberated themselves. It works. So, but the change shift may be subtle, but it does work because it's the truth of who you are. You are not this person. You're not this thing that happens. If you were, you wouldn't be able to know it. If I was the chaos in my mind, I would have never known that, because that would be the only reality I have. So I have to be separated from the chaos that I'm noticing there is a chaos. There's a duality happening in you, and you're aware of it. So you cannot be that thing, all right? So let's see.
I will report back next week.
That would be great. Yeah. I would appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure. I look forward to seeing you. Thank you for your love. And feel free to reach out. Namaste.